It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 9:50 with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman, and it has passed by a razor-thin margin. Sports betting in the state of Missouri will be legal, and let's get right to the reaction from Cardinals President Bill DeWitt III. He joins us live this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What a morning this has been. When did you learn that it had passed?
Well, it was about 2:30 in the morning, and it was unbelievable how it played out because we were down early and then got up to we sort of made a comeback and got up to about 53% most of the night. Then it started to decline a little bit as some of the counties that weren't as favorable started coming in. And honestly, it was just like a baseball game where your closer's on the mound, you're trying to protect the lead, and he's leaking oil. And it was like it kept going down to 52, 51, and then literally percentage points, and then it was over. And it was just like, wow, I can't believe we won this thing. Almost, 4 million votes and won by 7,000. Unbelievable.
It is incredible. 50.1% to 49.9%. That might have surprised some people, but there was a lot of opposition to this bill, and I think some of that was the uncertainty as to where the money will go for education. Can you, from what you understand, clarify what that will look like?
Yeah, that was just literally, you know, misleading info. The money is definitely going to education, and I guarantee you we're going to blow the money, the numbers out of the water, because we kind of modeled this after the economics in terms of, like, tax rates and things like that and promotional credits after Connecticut. And in the first year of Connecticut's legalization just last year, they generated $40 million in tax revenue. So it's sort of a waterfall. It goes to a little piece goes to fund the gaming commission to set the rules and monitor everything and regulate it. And then a piece goes $5 million actually goes to problem gaming, which will support not just problem gaming with sports betting, but any sort of gaming that already exists in Missouri. And the rest goes to education, and it's constitutional. So it's definitely going to happen. It's going to be a big number for teachers and schools.
Missouri is legalizing sports betting. Let's talk about what it means directly to you and the St. Louis Cardinals, as you and the Blues and other professional sports teams around the state were all on board for this for a reason. What do you see for your own business?
Yeah, well, you know, we're in a hyper-competitive business, and all of our, not all, but most of our teams that we compete against have this revenue stream. It's largely a sponsorship category for us, which will be a nice new revenue stream, given that some others are going the wrong way. So it's helpful in that regard. But then also, it activates a whole new younger demo, people that might not have otherwise tuned into baseball and picked your sport. But, you know, as people like to place little wagers and do fun things, particularly with prop betting. So we'll see how it plays out. But in other markets, we've seen the teams have gotten a little pop for it. And then also it's created additional interest in the sport.
I know it's a little early for this, but can you lay out perhaps a vision as to what this could look like for Ballpark Village, Busch Stadium, the surrounding area in terms of sports betting?
Yeah, well, we have a an opportunity, if we want, to put a mini sports book in there. But, you know, most of the activity in sports betting that we've seen in other states occurs online with online apps. But we could have a walk-up window, for example, the way the old tracks used to have and or still do and stuff. But it's a little early to say what we might do in Ballpark Village. I think we'll probably focus our efforts perhaps in one location so that, you know, it's, you know, this isn't for everybody. It's for some. Some people love it. But we definitely don't want to, you know, just have it, you know, barraging everybody everywhere. So I think you'll see probably one venue that focuses on the, you know, the stats and the lines and things like that. And then, you know, just have the rest of Ballpark Village, you know, be the way it's been.
Just a couple of minutes left with Cardinals President Bill DeWitt III. While I have you on the subject of revenue, can you give us the latest on the television situation, what you know, what you can share?
Yeah, so it's getting close. I think we're I don't have an announcement, but I, you know, we're working through one of the paths. There's a couple different paths, and one of them's getting really close. So I think, you know, in the next week or so, we will probably have an announcement there. You know, it's been a challenging local media environment for a lot of teams, really for all the teams. And but the good news is that fans, I think, are going to be able to actually have better access to our games than they have in the past. Our games will be on both basic cable, the bundle linear cable, as well as, you know, we'll have an app where people can direct stream it, which is something they haven't had in the past. And it, for those fans who have either cut the cord or been dropped on their carrier, that'll be a great option for them.
And then finally, on the baseball side, as you know, GM meetings are underway. And ever since the team announced that there will be a salary reduction, we've all tried to sit here and discuss, as you probably are well aware, on a daily basis, what's that going to look like? What will the team look like moving forward? It's hard to know. And it's probably hard for you to know until those discussions are had with some of your current players. It's unknown what payroll is going to look like in 25. The one thing we do know is you're trying to develop your player development system from the ground up.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to spending a lot on revamping that. Heim Bloom's taking the lead on that this year, and I'm really excited with some early hires he's made and the vision he has for scouting, player development, and the whole operation. And then, you know, as far as just the team, yeah, you're right. I mean, the GM meetings can go a lot of different ways. You know, it's a marketplace, so we don't know really what that looks like yet. But as we've said, I think, you know, we are actually excited about our young core, and we want to make sure that they have everything they need to continue to improve and put us in a position to, you know, make a run when that appropriate time comes.
Bill DeWitt III, Cardinals president, we always appreciate you joining us and reacting this time around on sports gambling passing in the state of Missouri. We appreciate the time.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Good to visit with Bill DeWitt III.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.